Narrative frameworks. 16. Structure and freedom. Some people might tell you structure is good. Some people might tell you freedom is good. You might have your own notions. Structure and freedom. Do you veer closer to one than the other? Further away from one of those categories or another of those categories? Perhaps we need both, and one supports the other. If all we had was structure, corridors, enclosures, repeated patterns of being, then we would yearn for freedom. And if all we had were freedom, we would yearn for the structures, non-existent structures. We would yearn for their existence so that we could express and experience this freedom. And so, structure. Provides that which is necessary, is that which is necessary for pathways of expression, experience, exploration, journey, learning, growing, shedding what we are not, deepening into what we are. And freedom is necessary to provide the ultimate context of why we are doing all that we are doing amidst the structures in which we find ourselves. For without knowing that structures are in service to freedom, structures become lost to themselves. And we can see this in language, in poetry that goes on and on, in words that don't actually transcend themselves, words that get stuck in words, rather than words that point to some deep reality or exultant ideal. Language limits. Language takes reality and puts it into defined boxes, definitions. And yet without these definitions, how could we communicate as separate parts within a structure? And perhaps when language is used most beautifully, it opens up its own boxes. Its definitions point to something more, and a combination of words, a combination of definitions, can motion towards some previously unexplored territory, realm or area. language can point us to freedom. Structure can point us to freedom. And yet structure can point us to only structure as well. So we need to be discerning. And we need to know that freedom is not just the ability to arrange or rearrange yourself as you choose within the game. Freedom is the seeing beyond the game entirely. And in the seeing beyond the game, there is the seeing of what the game is for.